What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Todos vamos a pistear. Aquí pelamos verga. Aquí pisteamos.
What? I don't know about that. I mean, I'm drinking a beer, but I'm not. Yo no pelo verga, güey. Yo no pelo.
I'm not into that shit. Marca registrada next day, por favor, no hagan covers. Then you find out you have that long ass Mexican name like
Brandon
Angel Brandon de la Cruz de Madera de la Más Corriente.
Acting like you don't know.
Okay, right.
Yeah, you're fucking.
Oh my god.
LA.
Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, I want to see them, so please.
The Dodger Stadium.
Batman.
You know Chico Batman?
Yeah.
It's not Chico. Chicano.
Chicano. You know Chicano?
Hell yeah,
dude.
Do you listen to him?
Yeah. Dude,
hey,
they got one.
They,
no.
Why
is
she getting hyped up?
Isn't it Daddy Yankee's last tour?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that would be our last tour.
Dog. You know how late it's
AG,
gonna be.
If you don't
shut the fuck up. We are not saying Lane 5 songs.
Hell no. Hell no.
I do not know.
Okay, Lane 5 songs.
I do not know. To be honest,
it's his last
tour. No, whatever.
One song.
Relax.
Sing Gasolina. Just one. Just
sing
one.
Gasolina then.
Please.
Tengo
sing
la camisa
it.
Negra.
What did you have about like Angel Aguilar? I saw it on the news. I did not watch it.
Yes.
I did not watch it.
Yes.
But I just saw that Angel Aguilar said, me siento violada. So I'm like, what the fuck?
For once.
Wait.
For once. So she actually got in a
situation.
Situation where she hooked up with her composer. That's 37 years old.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And I guess he sent photos to someone else. And those photos got leaked.
Angela blocked Nata, but made out with a 37 year old dude.
Yeah. Dude, it's because, you know, they probably saw the.
All right, what would you do?
What?
Yeah.
What
like,
do you mean?
Would you unblock Nata or make out with a 37 year old dude?
I'd rather unblock Nata. He's like closer to my fucking age and shit. Like,
I did not mean that. Bitch, I just made a block
I would rather fucking hook up with a 21-year-old than hook up with a 37-year-old. Like,
dude.
Huh? We are going to limpiar Angel. We're going to give him the bendición.
Baby. Baby. Baby.
No,
but he's
not
Mucha Roma. Mucha Roma.
I hate that it's gonna turn into a highlight.
En el bebo es que te quita toda la envidia, todo el mal ojo que te echan. Y te lo echan.
Cheers.
Bendiciones.
Dude, deadass, if you.
If I
oh,
will.
My mom, if you crack the egg on my head, I will. deadass. You've been warned. You're rubbing it too hard. Calm down, boy. Dude, stop. Dude, not. I know you're gonna do it. Stop. Go.
No, Angel, just take your time with the females, fool. Like, they'll come. Just take
but
your time.
But where are they at? Where are they at?
I'm going to give you.
Podcast started now.
Oh, I need to buy the headphones. I don't buy new headphones.
Podcast started right there. The funny question. Angel.
Take your time.
Registrada.
Angel hit it off with Angel hit it off with
Wait, did it start? Nah, did the podcast start already?
It did start. No,
This is already in.
I lost the brain cell trying to read
it. This is Gecko. Angel won you at Shotgun Fool. What happened?
I don't know what happened. Cookie? I just like.
Cookie?
I
wanna,
it's good.
Se me pajó todo.
I thought you had a cookie.
Y la marca.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Angel, you fucking suck.
Dude, it's my first live performance.
Live performance?
It's not live.
Hey, you know how you were saying like thousands of people see us?
Oh, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Like 30,000 people are going to watch this.
So you're going to perform that shit.
My first
right
performance
now.
Was in front of 30,000 people.
Tengo talento.
Hey!
We're gonna go look it up. Okay, let's go, eh?
Angels don't think of that.
Introduce me.
One, two, three. Introduce
me. Ahora presentamos a Angel Pelaverga.
No, hola, Angel. Marca registro.
Vamos a pistear. Es viernes. Es día de ponerlo bien pedos a la verga.
Feliz.
Chile, chile viejo. A pistear.
Ey, a ver, pero ópene.
Todos open, vamos open a pistear. Aquí pelamos verga. Aquí pisteamos.
What? Yeah. I don't know about that.
I just see a
I mean, I'm drinking a beer, but I'm not. Yo no pelo verga, güey. Yo no pelo.
I'm ready to that shit.
Aquí vamos a pistear porque salud. Open up your fucking beers. Cause. Open it. Salud a la verga, viejo.
Look what they're making me do, man.
So much for being marketable. We're drinking.
It's viernes. You got asked for a drunk podcast.
Marca.
Registrada.
Ay, wait.
Restart.
Hey, turn that shit off. I can hear them in the back.
Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna restart it, guys. cut this out. Marca registrada. Ahí les va.
Registrada? Marca registrada de Next Day, por
marca,
favor.
Registrada.
Marca registrada de Next Day, por favor, no hagan covers.
No nos habitamos.
¡Qué raya, viejo!
Bro, it feels good to be back.
We're back with another podcast. Solo tenemos una hielera aquí llena de pisto porque vamos a pistear. Es viernes. Está haciendo un puto de pinche calor.
It's hot over here.
We actually filmed this shit earlier.
But it was too hot, so we're refilming it. My hair all fucked up because fui a trabajar. We're shooting it after I got out of work. But saludos.
Saludos. Welcome back to the Agosto Baba podcast.
Experience.
Where the old hater motherfuckers get mad for us. Get mad at us for talking about Spanish music in English.
Pero aquí.
Hey, somos bilingües. Cuando quieran un español, nomás nos avisan y lo grabamos.
Pero a hoy.
Let's talk about that. I feel like that is dope. Like, we're talking about Spanish music in English and it's working out.
Yeah.
People like it.
Drink that shit already.
Saludos, perro.
Saludos.
Damn, qué cojones, guys. This is
another lluvia part two. Lluvia part two.
With lluvio.
You can ask me questions.
We're drunk.
With
you guys wanted
a tormenta.
Hurricane. y'all wanted a drunk podcast. Tenemos pisto para pistear.
No one asked for a drum.
Tenemos pisto para pistear.
Pisto. Pero aquí andamos con marca registrada. Saludos a la verga, wey. Con la mano en alto y firme, a ver.
Hey, a ver, finish it.
Finish it if you're all about it.
Oh,
wow. He's all the
guys. He's like,
oye, el cuerpo lo sabes, viernes. El cuerpo lo sabe y ustedes saben, like.
El cuerpo lo sabe.
Es pa tomar a gusto, pa tomar a gusto. ¿Pa qué andamos acá?
El cuerpo lo sabe.
And
it's ultra, bro. Ultra is water.
No, you want me to chug it? You want me to chug it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll chug it.
That was like a tongue dip.
Fondo, suelo.
Dímelo.
Pero.
Okay.
Hey, consider him hydrated. Because it's water.
Dude, yeah, he's all water weight right now.
A pisear otra vez.
Que goes dry.
Another one? Do it.
¿Qué vamos a hacer?
Ay.
Oh, shit.
Go for it.
Chug it.
Someone has to give the news here. Yeah, someone has to give the news. We don't got news, so we have something to talk about. We need something to talk about.
Oh, Drew, you have that news, huh?
I got hella news. What the fuck?
Let me see your notes.
Oh, I got it. I got them.
No, we wrote them down on your paper. We ripped out your music shit and threw
it. You guys did, huh?
It was my car.
Because you're
La marca. Re?
Damn. Fuck you, guys. Hey,
you know what they say? When you're drunk, you say the truth.
Shut up. Guys, Jason, it's finally releasing new music.
When?
After 20 fucking years.
When?
When's the date?
It doesn't have a date.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I do.
Never mind.
Hey, if you would have read it, you would have known the date, bitch.
Oh, we just grabbed it and he said, oh, this page is full.
Yeah. Next page. But guys.
Whatever.
Jason has finally been listening to us and actually been productive with his time that he did not work with. So he is releasing new music for once. In a lifetime. What is it called?
Giggles drug.
It's called
Traición.
It's called Traición from Jason Nunez.
Jason Nunez y su dinastía.
Expect it really soon. He has put in a lot of effort, even though he fucking doesn't leave shit.
I'm not supposed to say this, sorry.
What did he say? When you're drunk, the truth comes out. Did you not say that?
I said that, and then all of a sudden you started being nice.
Because you said it's... Jacob never says that about Jason, ever.
He's fake.
Jason
Never.
Jason Pela.
That's never.
See, there you go. That's what you really meant to say.
But I don't know if it's water.
All right. We're in the moment. Keiko's drunk.
My stomach hurts.
Angel's eye.
I'm I need to get the news.
This fool, his stomach hurts. Or his head hurts.
He's bloated.
And he has social anxiety. And I'm chilling.
And depressed.
And I have flat feet.
I'm depressed.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the... best. In your face. All over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... not you trick ass.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
I wasn't talking about you, but okay.
This fool out here fucking giving like his whole like.
Hey, you know how I put what do you guys want us to talk about?
Yeah. What is he saying?
They asked if there's a cure for flat feet. No, they want to know about your story. Like, how the fuck were you? Nah, should we see that for then?
For what? I think you should say that for then.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about, but you better stick to the end to see what this
I'm
is.
Not the
all right, but anyways, guys, welcome to the channel. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, comment so you guys can have we can put you guys comment
we'll put a
on
comment
the
right
next video just like these. We have chapters, so if you guys want to hear me talk about Nathan for like 3 hours because he just dropped a banger ass album.
He did. Yeah, he did. Look, esta se lo voy a decir.
I like it. A lot of people don't. A lot of people say it was mid. I like it a lot. I'm a huge Nathan fan.
I don't know. It's because there's when an album drops, everybody
wait. First of all,
but a majority is always like, "Oh, it was mid, this and that." And 3 weeks later, it's like,
"Yeah,
the best thing."
It could be like
people said that about Junior's album too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I feel like
Azul is the best thing that's ever happened.
It takes a while for you, like, for the music to hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the best song ever.
Te olvidó que tenías novio y hoy vienes a hablar.
Well, Angel's heartbroken. He's still
Hell no. I'm not heartbroken no more. My bad.
Damn,
no, hell
I
no.
Here can't get us copyrighted.
Nah. Not that. Don't copyright us.
Get off your whack.
Get
off.
Damn, you're not alive.
I'm not doing it.
That's disrespectful.
He's checking up on his girl.
30,000 people that is watching.
I'm
watching
not.
This.
Dude, relax. We're shooting a podcast.
Dude, how many. How?
No,
shut
damn,
the fuck
Agüitas.
Up. But a lot of people see this and you're alive. Wait.
People said.
I'm not alive. Who said I
was he live? Was he live?
No.
No, he was watching a live.
No, he was watching a live.
Oh.
But, relax. Why are you
but look, people.
Bruh, thousands
you
of
don't
people.
You don't fit under a bus.
Thousands of people invest their time and you're watching a live
that
on
is
your
true.
Phone.
Saludos.
Drink another one because of that.
Saludos y provecho a los que nos están viendo comiendo.
Oh, I know.
Back to Nata. Back to Nata.
Go back to Nata.
I know. This was a Nata podcast for
Napata
a little while.
Plana.
Well, honestly.
What do you guys think about it?
I feel like Nata basically like told the story in his album.
You could tell he wrote it during
story?
His... his tough times.
Yeah, like, because I don't know if you guys remember, he was like
depressed.
He was saying like that he feels empty, and he was like kissing mannequins and stuff. You're a fat ass, bitch. You're a fat. I'm gonna edit this, and that angle is gonna go on you
when you get the chips.
Yep. But I think you should give him props because, like,
I did.
He changed.
he gives him props.
No. He like changed the género. Like, that as he changed the género.
You think he invented it?
Huh?
Like, did he make Correos Tumbados?
Yeah, like, he made it his thing. And Junior, too.
I mean, obviously,
but like, he made his own sound. He made his own sound. But, like, in terms of, like, how an artist is in a regional, like, he did it. Right? Diego, back me up. Back me up.
Yeah, Nathan did that.
He did. He made his own wave, his
like the
own
sound. I mean, oh, it was Danny. Okay, I really wish Danny Felix would have been on the album. Like a surprise, huh? Like, shit, Danny. Because they're cool now.
They're cool now?
Yeah, they're cool now. Danny Felix, if you're watching this, come on the podcast. Record something for Jason. We're all big fans of you. But Jason's like a mega gog super sucker sucker, 5,000, 9 million. So if you're trying to get your dick sucked by Jason.
Dude, I'm just kidding, Danny. He's probably trying to like actually come on the podcast, and now he's not going to want to do it.
Danny would come on the podcast.
Yeah, he would. Like, I'm a big fan, but like what?
You're going to make a Glock Glock 3,000 super sucker 5 million.
We have to be marketable. Oh, yeah,
what Danny Felix and Nata did was like, it changed everything, bro. To the point where like Bad Bunny wanted to get on Nata's music.
Nata's cock. Just kidding.
Yeah. That's only you.
You sat on his lap.
All right.
But I'm not saying it.
If you guys didn't know, Diego's a huge fan of Nata, which like...
I am a huge fan of Nata.
Which is like respectable. I'm a huge fan of Bad Bunny.
Yeah. I was supposed to take him some clothes like 2 days ago, and I was going to tell you. I just want to Nata. I wanted to like confirm, and then I was going to tell you if you wanted to go too, but...
Damn, you didn't even invite us, bitch.
Yeah.
He invited me before even confirmed.
No, I was going to tell everybody.
So
tell everybody to pull up.
I was first privileged, bitch.
Yeah, but you're always working.
No, but like I told you just in case you worked. But like I wanted
first
to confirm.
First or last, you're working.
Like I didn't want to get his hopes up. And see, it didn't really work out because they already left to Vegas or something like that. But they'll be back. They'll be back.
They always come back.
Yeah.
Shout out to West Coast Bay Plug.
You know how you were talking about Nata's album, how when I mentioned that he wrote it during his like worst times?
Yeah.
I feel like he was like really depressed. Like maybe he felt like empty inside.
Yeah, during like an interview on the Apple Music, he even said it too. It's like my personal life got complicated and then everything was just getting harder. I found a glimmer of hope. That
I'm
little
on the live.
Giggle, you're fucking whack.
What am I doing? Relax.
Comment on the thing. Comment on this video to tell Kiko to get off his phone, please. He's disrespecting you
no,
guys.
No, because
he's
disrespecting you guys.
He was. It was like a one-on-one interview, right?
Yeah. Oh, this was from Apple Music.
No. That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
When they do like a little story about the album, something like that.
Yeah. He basically said like, the story was already told before like the album came out. You know.
So it was sort of a story of what was going on
in his life
at the time.
And then also, like, I heard some things where, like, he recorded music in Drake's house, right?
Oh, Toronto?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He recorded it with Travis Scott's producer.
Something like that.
And he named it Toronto because everyone there was from Toronto. And everyone there only knew English, not Spanish. But they're like, we don't know what you're saying, but it sounds hard. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give props to this Nathanael Cano guy because, like,
Nathanael Cano Monje.
Wait, what is it?
Nathanael Cano Monje.
Wasn't there like another one? Just Nathanael Cano Monje?
Yeah. Well, that's the one that...
But like, you gotta give props to this guy.
Like, Angel,
this
Brandon,
guy.
Alexander. Then you find out you have that long-ass Mexican name like...
Brandon
Angel
Ángel
Brandon de la Cruz de Madera de la Más Corriente.
De la Más Corriente.
López.
No, but, like, you gotta give props to this, like, what is he, like, 9? 21?
He's probably, like,
decent. Oh, he's turning 20 next month.
He's 21.
No, was his birthday, like, 2 days ago?
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw him.
Like, acting like you don't know.
Okay,
yeah, you're fucking...
Oh, my God. Oh,
ya empezamos, man.
Oh, my. Clean it.
My phone.
Alright. PJ Jason. Guys, we shot a joke episode.
When you guys hear about a sponsor that we have for this video, click on the link or whatever it is because we need to buy a new computer.
Oh, it's true. You probably just fucked up the speakers.
We don't have any more napkins.
Is that the napkins right there?
I have napkins right here.
Oh, yeah. It's in the front, Jason.
There was even a song called Tay, short for Taylor, a girl I met in one of my shows. I fell in love with her and spent 2 days like that. Fell in love quick.
It happens, my boy. I completely understand them.
Think Taylor is a white girl? Sounds like.
Hey, I never heard it. Sometimes the name sounds white, but they're Mexican and they're beautiful.
Mexican. You know. But as I was saying before, I dropped beer on his, you know, Apple
Mac.
Pro, whatever it is.
Pro X13.
Like, you gotta give this, like, guy props. Like,
you say that shit, like, five times. Dude, you gotta give this kid... Ah, la, we
don't... All right, guys, we're back from the break that had to happen. The power went out because Kiko kicked some
I think
shit.
the neighbors have the AC on, and I think it just...
we still
blame
power.
It on Kiko. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, guys, we record in a garage, and it's hot as hell today. So if you guys want to help us get out the trenches,
you can
just give a thumbs up on this video. We'll get out the trenches with thumbs ups.
Well, if you guys didn't know, these fools recorded like at what time?
Oh, 9 in the morning.
9 in the morning. And it was already like 80 degrees, 85.
It was bad.
It was 85 and the cameras, unfortunately.
Pero nosotros somos 4x4, right? So like that's cool. But the cameras, since they're recording in 4K for like an extended amount of time, they just overheat and shut off.
So now we're here recording it all together, fortunately.
Because Jason earlier fucking had to go to work.
11:30 at night just because of the temperature for the cameras.
Yeah. But anyway,
back to the topic.
Well, I know that dropped the album. I thought that shit was fucking badass as fuck. He had, what's his name? The Steve Aoki, which is big. I don't remember. Oh, you dropped it on my shit. With Steve Aoki, Lil Mosey, Junior H. And overall, I mean, I've only listened to like 5 songs.
Oh, Junior too.
Junior. A lot of people are upset with the Junior one.
Why?
Really? Mochila?
Yeah.
What?
Because he said didn't sound good or some shit.
Like, what
did I listened to the song, but I didn't even catch when Junior started singing. I don't know why.
Well,
yeah, I think it was
I doubt it, but the one where it was Porte Diferente with Junior, where record sounded like over the phone and stuff, like it was bad quality?
What?
Wait, what do you mean? You said it was bad quality.
No, but it was like the Puerto Diferente one. Because remember we talked about it when Yellow Room Music was here? And uh-huh. He was like, oh, yeah, like I know about that. Or what do you mean? Like, why didn't people
like the
it?
Audio was bad?
No, like they just didn't like the song.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be honest from like,
I'm put the
from left to right, according to the cameras.
Okay.
I haven't listened to the whole thing, but I've listened to Estrella, Reales Son Reales, right?
The only song like I actually listened to was the one that you sent to the group chat.
Mochila.
No, it's all Brillando.
Brillando.
Besides that, I haven't heard that.
You know, Keiko thought that we had it exclusively?
No. Relax. Like, relax.
Yeah, you did.
Relax.
He's like,
hey, relax. Don't try to expose me.
Well, like I said, from left to right, according to the cameras, I haven't listened to the whole thing, but like all the exclusive tracks that dropped before the whole album dropped, I thought they were pretty good. Like,
yeah,
like the one with Codiciado, Brillando,
Estrellas.
Yeah, I listened to the whole album actually.
What about you?
Dinero Digital.
Dinero Digital. I did.
Me está llamando, quiero mi dinero.
For someone who hasn't, like, I haven't listened to.
We're going to left to right according to the camera, my boy.
okay, shut up. But have you guys like
from left to right according to the camera, my boy?
If you're still on the live.
Go next.
Go.
Same thing you said, and I would just have said that the one with Maluma didn't come out.
Oh yeah, I was looking at that too. He didn't come out.
It didn't come out. And I think just Maluma. That's the one I was expecting. Why do you guys think it didn't come out? Oh, actually, we'll ask that after.
Oh, well, I listened to the whole album. I liked it. Highlights for me were Madrid. I really liked that song. Because
that's such a cool name.
I remember when he posted him just singing in the guitar on his like last month or 2 months ago, and I really liked that. So once I heard it here, I was like, oh, that's the song. I really like that. And also, yeah, the Veras with Codiciado, because it was just like such a different sound that I completely did not expect. It was like a really cool beat, and I really fuck with that.
What were we gonna ask?
I haven't heard the album at all.
Like at all?
Which is
you
okay.
You knew we were gonna talk. You knew that was the story for today.
Okay, just be honest.
Yeah, I don't have.
We appreciate your honesty.
I don't have album music or shit like that. But
you're getting there. Like, you know, you went from Android to iPhone. Now you're working on
Apple. What I was gonna say. You're a dick. What I was gonna say, like, do you guys recommend the album to listen to it, or worth the time?
Just listen to it, because like you know why I recommend it?
Why?
Because we have a podcast that where we talk about the
I'm gonna give it a spin on the recommendation. I recommend you listen to it backwards. Kirko's girlfriend, if you're watching this, te trae, you know, no puede grabar, nomás ando mirando.
So back what I was saying.
Good point.
What would be your favorite song of the album? Like for someone who didn't, like, haven't heard it yet, like, okay, what song would you guys recommend?
Baby, it's this one right here.
Brio.
Well, besides being like a sad simp and fucking, like,
Brio. Brio.
What song would you recommend?
Brio.
Diego?
What about you?
Dinero Digital?
Yeah.
Angel?
Yeah, Brio Estrellas.
Kong is about, like, death.
Yeah, he wrote a song about death.
Yeah, Brio Estrellas Cuento. I feel like that's, like, the sound from a little while ago. So you kind of start with familiar sound, and then, you know, you get with totally something totally different with the Natayoki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just
something totally different.
But I like the lyrics.
It's cool. It pushes it, because they're the trendsetters, you know, him and Junior sticking with the, you know, like the traditional sound. You know, he's going into a different space, but we'll see what they end up doing
with Junior.
Yeah,
I think Junior's next album is a trap.
You think?
Yeah, I think, yeah, he said, I don't know if he said it.
He tried it, right, with the songs on Las Tres Torres.
Yeah, it sounded really good.
This album was, I feel like, it was way more
traditional. I think Junior posted it as soon as he dropped his last album. He put already working on the trap album.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot to put the number.
Relax, my boy.
No, because I'm not going to. I don't want people. This promotion for Roku, they didn't even pay nothing. Like, we paid to have a Roku.
Roku, if you're watching, sponsor us.
No, Roku, if you're watching this, actually, that sponsor.
It's been his first album in like a year.
Ever since the whole Jimmy thing happened,
yeah,
he did take a while to release it. I'm not gonna.
So like, I don't know. He's been hyping it up. So what do you guys think? Like, you think it's worth it? You think
I liked it?
It might be.
You liked it. You liked it. What about
I
you?
I listened I like to it three it, times but already. I think I need more time to like it more. I can't, like, just get straight to it.
It wasn't love at first sight for you.
What? It been number 6 in...
Less than, like, 24 hours for sure.
Less than 24 hours.
I think it's already number 1.
Well, right now it's number 1 on Latin charts, but yeah. I guess they're kind of focusing more on, like, United States charts and actual global charts.
All right. We're working with the Versus game, why don't we play our first Versus game? All right, so for our first Versus game is an app that lets you make money by predicting correctly. So imagine you're scrolling through the app and we post a game. We're like, hey, do you guys think Keiko's voice will crack in the next episode? And then people put yes or no. You could put anywhere from $1 to $100. Or you could play for free if you guys want to bet any money. But, I mean, that's a pretty obvious question. So, like, everyone would win. So, I don't think I would post that. Your voice cracks in every episode.
Your voice does crack.
It does.
It does.
It does.
But, yeah, basically the app matches you automatically with another player. We upload the episode and then the results come out. And then that's when, you know, you find out if you make money or not. But I have a question. I think this is the first one I'm going to post. And I'm going to ask you guys, and I'm going to post it on the Versus app. So make sure you guys download it. First link in the description for a chance to make money. So will Nata's album be top 10 global on the Apple Music charts on Friday, April 15th?
So like, a week from today.
All right. Yep. That day of, or like?
That day.
We already said that.
It's April. It's April 8th.
On that day. Not by that day.
For
on
context.
That day.
For context.
On that day.
Fuck. Who's number one right now?
NBA YoungBoy. NBA YoungBoy is hell on the
Because you know when it's kind of recent, like it kind of goes to the top, but then...
Well, because like...
Because it's global, it's kind of hard.
It just dropped, what, 6 hours? 7, 12 hours?
A day ago.
Oh, a day ago. Let's say a day ago. But like by the time... You know how you said, oh, I had to listen again to get used to it? Like, I don't know. By that time, one song might be popping. Someone might... It might become someone's favorite.
I mean, I kind of agree with you. I feel like when artists drop albums, it takes a while for like the listener to take, like, you know, a while to get, like, a gusto, you know?
Yeah, because you have to listen to it a few times, and then, you know, you listen to it 3 times, you're like, oh, this song kind of stuck out to me, and, like, it's my favorite song, and, you know, like, Como Jordan and stuff.
So a week is good, huh? Like, to find out?
Yeah, I think so.
So what do you guys think?
Number 10?
Top 10, global.
I put 10 bucks on yes.
I
think yes.
I'm confident.
Because Nata's huge, like.
Steve Aoki's on it.
Yeah, and I'm confident because he hasn't released it in a year. He's been hyping it up.
And people want
to
listen.
Yeah, and eventually, like, people are going to listen to the album over and over. Don't fucking laugh.
Don't laugh. Don't fucking laugh.
And they're going to get used to, like, one song. Like, one song's going to hit, and then that song's going to, like, eventually go on to TikTok. And
I'm too close to him.
Yeah. like for real, it's like, kind of going off what Gecko said. Like, for example, that song, Te Ha De Veras. I didn't like it at first, but then it's like, it's
it takes a while to like it.
It's growing on me. You know, it grows on
banger.
You. It's a banger. Like,
it's a banger.
It's a banger. Like, it grows on you. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I kind of agree with Gecko. Like, it takes a while for you to like the song. So I think yes.
You think yes?
I think yes.
Yeah, I feel yes. I got, like, how confident I feel. I think I'll put $100 that. Yeah,
$100.
Well, like, right now, I'm in fucking debt. But
well, first of all, listen to it.
Yeah.
Listen. Oh, yeah.
True.
I'm talking all this shit.
Oh, you don't even listen to
relax,
it.
Relax. Listen to it.
Relax.
Oh, my God. Don't touch me.
Relax. But the way you guys are coming off the album, it might happen.
Yeah, like, we really sold it to you.
Yeah, like you guys have been hitting it with the fucking, like, yeah, this shit slaps, this song slaps. Like,
I would vote yes. In summary, yes.
I think yes, because
actually, I modified my answer a little bit. I think that within the next week it'll be top 10, but maybe by that day it'll go back down. I think so.
No, it gets updated every day. No,
someone might drop a new album. It was like the weekend.
Sort of like Jimmy said on Mondays, no? Something like a Monday. So maybe like Monday, Tuesday, but then it might come down. I don't know.
Yeah,
but also
it could be number one. Sorry. It could be number one, but someone might drop
a oh, there you go. Someone would have
won.
Someone would have won money. But you never know, like, how they say it refreshes every day, but every week is a new shit. But someone might drop a new
album. Like a big refresh.
Yeah. Someone might drop a new album and it might go down.
I mean, you know, besides, like, him being in, like, top 10 global, like, you got to give, like, Nata respect, you know? Because, like, I feel like he changed the whole game, you know, in terms of, like, you know, the traditional regional mexicano to, like, he kind of put a little bit of hip-hop and rap in it. And he even like, mentioned it, too.
I don't know if this is true because I don't really listen to, like, a lot of other music. But there was an interview. It was with Apple Music, too. He said, I rap, pero trap no hay, or something like that. You know what
I
about?
Rap, pero no trap no hay?
No, he said hay raperos, like, que cantan rap, pero no hay trap. ¿Me entiendes?
He said that in a he said that in a song.
No, he said it in an interview up next with Apple Music.
Damn, that sounds familiar.
I rap que cantan calle.
Shoot your sources.
I do have sources.
All right, let me
but
see
while he looks it up, I do want to touch up on another point of how he did change the game. But also, he is, you know, he has a lot to do with it. But there's also always a team behind the face of the movement. You know, definitely he's the face of it. But just how Danny Felix, you know, was part of the sound that will probably never get the recognition it deserves. You know, right now he does have another team that helps him out, and I think it's part of the sound. Cause no promotion, but I went when they were recording, like, a song when I delivered some babe, and there was this guy too. That's why I followed him. Yeah, Amilcar Galavis.
Oh yeah, the Requintero.
He's the Requintero, like, and he's beast, like, super beast, and also Crisos. That's his producer. Like, I think he only records for him, and Cram. I think it shows.
Damn, dude, I want to get a picture with Chris was at the Junior Reach concert, but I pussied out.
Dude,
me too.
Really?
He was right next to us, and it was with you, right? We kept talking about it, like, oh, that's him. No, that's not him. No, it is him.
No, I knew it was him.
No, yeah, but I didn't know it was him, because, like, I really never seen him, so he kept telling me, yeah, it's him. I'm like, nah, I don't think
all so. All right, I got my sword right here.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Que cantan rap, que cantan calle, pero no hay trap, ¿me entiendes? Los corridos tumbados no más
tienen a Tanel Cano. No más.
No más.
Calm down. I'm gonna say why I know this because sometimes I'll leave my phone far and I'm working out and then this shit plays and I'm like, all right, guys, I have to listen to it. And then his parents are like,
nah, you can double tap. You can double tap that shit. And skip it.
Damn, I lost my AirPods. Oh my god,
I can't double tap that shit.
Yeah,
really?
You can skip that shit. Double tap and it'll skip.
There is a chance for me to see Nata.
There is a big chance.
That is. Viva LA Music Festival, Saturday, June 25, 2022. And I really want to go. I really want to go.
We all want to go.
I think all wanna go. A lot of big artists are going to be there. A lot of icons, not only in the corridos, regional mexicano, but in the reggaeton, like J Balvin, Daddy Yankee.
Who else? Becky G, Kali Uchis, Los Tucanes, El Fantasma, Karim León, Los Dos Canales. Dude, it goes from like Daddy Yankee all the way to like... Like a lot of them are like Juvia.
Making that where that lineup looks
that
like
was good.
One of our playlists.
Yeah.
You know where it's like that Yankee to El Fantasma to Juvia.
Los Dos Carnales.
You know what?
Junior H, I think Nata.
I think this is really, really good. I think it would have been better if they would have had Grupo Firme.
Yeah.
Like just to finish it.
I feel like they would have just topped the whole
cherry,
show.
The cherry on top?
Yeah. Basically. Like,
so you know what would be the cherry on top for this? If you guys were to invite us, so AEG, stop playing games with us. Invite us.
AEG. AEG.
AEG. AEG. AEG.
Now you guys got to invite us. We're chatting with you guys. Come on.
Dad, come on, AEG. Like, the VIP tickets.
But buy your tickets. This is not even paid advertisement.
Yeah, it's not. They're not paying us. Like, I really want to go.
But if you guys want to invite us.
We're available.
Invite us.
He can wear his dress. He can wear his wig.
You guys got the emails to Agushababa, MGMT at Agushababa.com.
And I applaud you guys' efforts to make a lineup that is so unique to kind of the space right now where, you go to listen to El Fantasma, to Daddy Yankee, to Nata and Junior. And they even have...
LA
Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, I want to see them, so please.
The Dodger Stadium.
Stadium.
Hey, he's
trying to get us invited. He's talking about the stadium.
What is that? Like an hour away from us?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can say that.
Dude. Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, hey, Legado Siete.
Chicano
Batman's going to be there, my boy.
They got
Chico Batman. You know Chico Batman?
Yeah.
It's not Chico. Chicano.
Chicano. You know Chicano?
Hell yeah,
dude.
You listen to him?
Yeah. Dude, hey, they got one. They, no.
Why she get all hyped up?
No, I was going to say, they got one of the most craziest lineups in 10 years that they had. Like that.
What happened 10 years ago?
Yeah, what happened 10 years
ago? Relax.
We're trying to hype it up.
They've been going on for 10 years. They moved locations to Dodger Stadium.
Wait, who moved?
Them.
Who's them?
Where were they before?
This is like the first time in the world that it
No. Look it up.
No.
Viva LA Music Festival?
Yeah, it had been on.
Oh, really?
It had been on.
Oh, man. I stand corrected.
Danny Lux played last December. I did my research.
I stand.
All right. Well, anyway, like, besides what they're saying, like, this is the biggest people in the Latin.
The best.
Regional.
I think the best thing happening this summer.
Low-key, that's a place to be. If you guys are free June 25th, make sure to pull up.
I'm not going to lie.
I don't even know we're happy to sub so much. Deadass, we're not getting paid for
it. Yeah, I was about to see that.
We're actually just hyped to hopefully get invited to go because the tickets are kind of pricey.
I mean, we'll probably still go, but I think it would be cool to meet a lot of fans because it's like a lot of people will know us based off like this lineup.
Come
on, AG.
Fabulosos Cadillacs, Legado Siete, Lluvia's going to be there playing
Iván Cornejo,
all the hits.
Danny Lux.
Jenny 6ix9ine?
I heard
Jenny 6ix9ine. Soyla 69.
I heard
Chicano Batman.
I heard Yalitza's gonna play there too.
This was Soyla 69.
Soyla Chicano.
Jenny 6ix9ine, man, watches us?
Damn.
For his man, Soy la 69.
Oh, hey,
his Instagram is at Jason Nunez under, I mean, Jason underscore hey, Nunez.
Hey. No, you were already there.
Any publicity is good publicity.
And then when we see him,
we see him, we're like,
all right, I'm going to be like, Soy la 69.
He's gonna tell you like how Leo said, keep that energy from the podcast.
Yeah, keep that energy from the podcast.
Jason, I hope you know we're probably gonna meet see them soon.
Like, you haven't seen the guy. The guy's like this big.
Yeah. Huge. He's Hulk to you. You're a palillo.
What?
Soy la 69. Hey, I'll be down to see that live.
Paquita del Bar, la del barrio is gonna be there.
Deadass,
I just saw that shit right fuck now. Up.
You are lying.
Let
bro,
me see this lineup. Oh,
yeah. I have watched her since I was on fucking.
Watch her, listen to her.
Oh, the red pairs.
You never watched her. Paquita del Barrio?
The red pairs? I have no idea who they are, but they were the ones that were right next to the basement when we couldn't. When like 7 million people came out. So the red pair. We cannot talk about that. We cannot talk about that.
No, I was going to say that Keiko said I used to watch Paquita del Barrio. But you know how they have like the actresses at the parties?
Oh, relax. Relax. That's like homegirl talent. That's like.
Where would you watch Paquita del Barrio?
Not at quinceañeras or fucking weddings.
Where?
But anyway, like Telemundo. In summary. Shut up, Keiko.
I'm just kidding.
In summary, like. This festival has variety.
Oh, and Gecko was right. I searched it up 2012 and they had it like SeaWorld and like Orlando and shit.
Mm-hmm. Damn, my bad. I stand corrected. You did your research. I did not.
He didn't. He was probably just going through like this lineup and then.
No. I actually did my research.
So in summary, Viva LA. I do not know when it's going to happen. If it's going to happen this summer, it is the best lineup ever. You got like the whole spectrum of Mexican music, Fabulosos Cadillacs.
Latin. If you don't know what's
everybody's going to be there. You should be there. If not, where the fuck you at?
Honestly, props to AEG, a Golden Voice, for this. Like, the way they...
Best lineup.
Because I feel like they really, like had, they really had like a good meeting where they said, who are we going to invite?
Callie?
Poppin',
she's
who's
good.
Who's popping? Like, they got
Chicano,
all
Chicano, Batman, Cuco.
Dude. Isn't it Daddy Yankee's last tour?
Yeah, it is.
And that would be our last tour.
You know how late it's
AG,
gonna be.
If no,
shut the
us.
Fuck up. We are not saying Lane 5 songs.
Hell no. Hell no.
I do not know.
Okay, okay,
Lane 5
songs.
I do
not. That's not gasolina. That's not gasolina.
5 songs or sing one song.
No. I do not know. To be honest,
it is gasolina.
What are you singing?
Name literally one song.
Relax.
That's not gasolina. Just one. Just
sing
one.
Gasolina then.
Please.
Tengo
sing
la camisa
it.
Negra.
That's a different one, stupid.
That's Juanes.
Okay, sing that song.
Tengo la camisa negra.
Those were the songs from when I was in Mexico. No cap. God damn.
All right. In summary.
AG, invite us. We want to be there. Please. You should be there too. Please. The lineup is badass.
June 25th.
Don't play yourself. Be there. Viva Latino, AG. Don't play yourselves and invite us.
Yes, sir. You know, my sister spent her savings to buy tickets.
I thought she was saving up to go to school.
She was.
Not anymore.
Oh, talking about that.
No, you can't. No! You can't put that together. You can't put that together. You can't put. You can't say that. You can't say that right after you just said what you said.
We'll see you June 25th. My sister's birthday is June 28th. So if you guys like to invite us backstage, I'll be happy enough to surprise her. But her crush is playing that day, so please.
Who's her crush?
Los Tucanes.
Damn, I was supposed to. Danny Lugs, huh?
Karin León.
Paquita del Barrio.
But low key,
Los Dos Carnales.
Hey, that's out of pocket.
Low key, my pops wanted to go, but.
AEG, don't play yourself. Invite us. Invite us. We have families. It's not just
we
us.
We have families. We have to entertain.
We yes. have family. We
and
have
we have
family.
Big old families. There's like 7 in his family.
No,
there's
four.
Like eight.
Just four.
All right,
no,
just give him four.
He can give her tickets. Just come on.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Right, so we can give some away too. So yeah, he just needs one ticket. He needs like 4.
Babe.
I need 12 tickets.
I need 4.
Four please. Tickets plus his.
5.
Well, he's 5. He's basically 6.
Yeah, basically he's 6 just alone.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Yeah. Enough.
Enough of Viva LA. Hopefully we'll be there.
Please, AEG.
Si Dios,
please.
Si Dios please. Quiere.
Si AEG quiere.
No, si AEG quiere.
Si AEG. Right. Los Zamora. Los Caricia.
Los Zamora.
AEG. Oh, hell
nah. Next. Oh, next podcast.
Wait, is that even a word? No, Zamora?
No, I don't think so. What's, as over here, the F.
Hey, have you guys ever know I used to live in El DF? I'm a fucking Chilango, born and raised.
So, watch
your... You were born there?
No, I was born here. But I moved there when I was like 6 months. And I didn't come back till like third grade and I had to learn English. But, like,
but anyway, anyways. That's the promotion for...
No.
Pull up.
It sounds like we got paid for this.
June 26th, June 25th.
Dodger Stadium, up, LA.
Dodger Stadium. Buy your tickets. They're now available. Hopefully we're
pre-sale.
There. Pre-sale. Hopefully we're there. Get lit. Los Dos Carnales. Fantasma. Daddy Yankee. Becky G.
A lot of people.
Again, I was about to say this is not paid advertisement, but after he just did like a whole ass advertisement.
It's so funny because
this is not.
No, you know what's so funny? We had a paid advertisement. We did not put that much.
We did not put shit. But AEG, we want to go.
AEG.
We put more advertisement into a free promo that we did not get paid for than a promo that we did. So please, invite us.
Yeah, we don't want you guys to think that like this whole podcast is just an advertisement. It really isn't. We're excited to go.
We would have had the flyer up there.
It was out of pocket to say like, oh yeah, buy your tickets and all this. Like, it's not advertisement, but it would have.
But we're not. But pull up. If you guys pull up, we'll pull up. So AEG, please invite us.
Yeah, with all this advertisement, like we need a picture with Daddy Yankee, even if we don't know three songs.
And we're gonna be there. Bien a gusto a la verga.
They keep coming to another podcast.
Summarize it.
Oh yeah, you keep seeing that. What did you have about like Angel Aguilar? I saw it on the news. I did not watch it.
Yes,
I did not watch it.
Yes,
but I just saw that Angel Aguilar said "Me siento violada." So I'm like, what the fuck?
For once,
wait,
for once,
really?
I sent you a picture of it.
For once,
stop acting dumb.
They sent it to the fucking group chat, dog. You
no,
act
but like
you don't
she
know.
Was.
No, I don't.
I'll explain to you.
Okay, explain what happened.
Wait, let me get my notes.
It just said,
oh, wait, I didn't read.
I just read La Princesa de Mexico, like, for the first time is like, no. For her first time, she's like in a
situation.
Yeah.
So,
and polemica, whatever that shit's
called. A ver, habla, pues.
For the first time, I have actually done research.
It was on
after a year of being on a podcast.
Just because it's Angel.
It was on TikTok. Yeah. Like, just because Angela's 18 now.
No, 19. Her birthday's today. Happy belated birthday if you're watching
this. I've been saying happy birthday to her.
Belated birthday, bitch.
But
not that, like, don't say happy birthday to my girl.
So she actually got in a situation where she hooked up with her composer that's 37 years old.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And he sent photos to someone else, and those photos got leaked. Of
like
them.
Nudes or what?
No. Like no, they're making out with the tongue, like French kiss and all that shit.
I saw it was one picture where they were just kind of hugging, and she was giving him a kiss, and then another one where they're just like touching tongues. But people were also sort of saying that like maybe it was actually her sister or something like that, or maybe it could just have been someone that looked alike.
Wait, what is Angela saying?
She's saying that
those pictures.
She did not have consent to get released.
Also, so she said it was her.
She said it was her, but she did not have consent for it to be released, and that she felt violated of her privacy.
Like when you guys leaked it at 5 feet, I did not get consent.
Well, I mean, like, let's take it back a bit. I feel like when you're that type of artist, like, you know, kind of like, you know, your dad has a big reputation. I feel like, you know, you're supposed to sign like NDAs, no?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what she was like, man.
But let's put this.
37?
The guy's 37. She barely turned 19.
There wasn't a need for an NDA because there wasn't supposed to be a release.
She barely turned 19.
It was probably a sneaky link.
No. I have a video. Wait up, let me see.
The composer? Compositor?
The compositor. And she put that she felt violated because...
Please.
They violated her.
Well, first of all, like, that's pretty messed up.
Me duele el alma. Han estado circulando unas fotos con las que yo no he estado de acuerdo que salieran. Me siento violentada, me siento violada de la posibilidad de yo tener mi propia privacidad y yo poder decidir sobre mi vida, mi cuerpo, mi imagen. Me duele haber confiar en una persona que yo no debí confiar. Me duele haber sido defraudada por una persona que yo, la verdad, nunca en mi vida pensé. Me duele trabajar tanto desde tan chiquita para que una cosa así lo afecte tanto. Porque esto no solamente es una imagen que ha estado circulando, esto también es algo que ha estado afectándome como profesional. Me ha afectado económicamente, me ha afectado en mi vida personal, amorosa ni se diga, con mi familia. ¿Qué cara le puedo dar a mi familia? Porque aunque yo no estaba de acuerdo, yo me puse en una posición, en esta posición, y eso fue incorrecto de mi parte, y eso fue mi error. Me duele tanto. Y por primera vez me puedo identificar con las mujeres que sufren este tipo de abuso, porque hay muchas mujeres que casi se les acaba la vida con
ella. Wait, she's
saying she got abused.
So, she's talking about the two pictures that got leaked. Mm-hmm. Like, this is her response to those two pictures. She confirmed it, and she said that she felt bad about it. That kind of, I mean, must be awkward at dinner.
It's weird.
Like, so how's your boyfriend that's 37 years
because
old?
Because
your dad, oh, my
boy. He's a compositor for her dad, her brother, for her, and for other artists. Damn. Like, imagine how weird is that, like, knowing a 37-year-old hooked up with...
Not hooked up, but, like, made out.
You never know. We don't know what happened.
Yeah. Like, we don't know. But either way, like, if he's a compositor, that fool is writing music and making money for that family.
Yeah.
So
it's like Danny Felix leaving Nata.
Yes.
Like, what if it affects, like,
you're super drunk.
Who, me?
What?
Yeah.
No, that's a good example. Because what about...
Well, he said
it was
that.
My example.
Not me.
Oh,
yeah.
No, when
okay,
him,
okay, sorry. But he said he's drunk as fuck. But
you always say sorry, but you still interrupt.
How you said, like, he left, like, how Danny looks left.
Felix.
Sorry, I was joking. How Danny Felix left Nata, his music changed.
Yeah.
His music changed. You think if eventually, like, they can come out, music will change?
I don't think it will change because, I mean, I think Pepe Aguilar's been doing music for such a long time where, like, I don't think this guy's been...
You think he'll hold, like, grudge and be time. Like, I'm not singing the songs he composed for me no more.
Shit. That's crazy.
Angela blocked Nata, but made out with a 37-year-old dude?
Yeah, dude. It's because, you know, they probably saw that.
All right, what would you do?
What
do
you
yeah,
what
like,
do you mean?
Would you unblock Nata or make up with a 37-year-old dude?
I'd rather unblock Nata. Highlight? He's like closer to my fucking age and shit. Like,
I did not mean that, stupid. I just meant unblock him.
Nata, watch out. Whoa.
I would rather fucking hook up with a 21-year-old than hook up with a 37-year-old. Like,
dude?
Huh?
Dude, right?
Oh, you no.
Did I say
no,
Nata or the compositor?
No, do your boob.
So which one?
You would have to choose one. Unblock Nata or the...
Unblock Nata.
So you would choose Nata, like, to, yeah, you know, have, like, intercourse with them, Nata?
No, you said unblock, dig.
Yeah, unblock him and do the other stuff.
Shit. Well, he writes better music then.
Well, I feel like...
No,
take that off.
Why you get to the highlight of this? No, why?
You knew that well. They're gonna make a highlight of this.
No, because they girls don't hit me up.
Wait,
hey,
what?
Hey, I found my queen. That's it. I don't care about
girls. Guys are hitting me up. They think I'm bisexual. Stop.
Relax. I found my queen. I'm happy. I'm chilling.
And they say, "Hey, can you stop saying I'm bisexual? Why?" Dude, they're hitting me up.
Dude, yes. Like,
dude, it's
okay.
Oh, it's so hot. No. The heat's getting to us, guys. Bye,
bye. Shit.
like,
stop, don't throw up.
I'm not throwing up. I'm just
no,
lying.
Like, to be honest, a lot of people were hitting me up. Like, guys, and,
he's like, guys and girls.
Guys and girls were hitting me up. But,
I believe it. You have game.
But please.
Like, you got hella game.
No more.
Angel, you don't have the fucking suck his cock.
Bitch!
You didn't get it. I'm just saying, from friend to friend, like, you don't have to suck his cock.
What do you mean?
All right. Is there something going on between you two?
No.
That we don't know?
No. I have literally taught Angel.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying, like, because Jason once told me, maybe you guys are
No.
Is there something going on? I'm okay with that.
I have a theory.
I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to kick you out of the podcast.
No. There is nothing in between us. Like, we're actually, like,
now?
Friends. No, we're best friends.
Dude, like, it's even awkward. You have to explain that.
No, we're best friends. We're best friends. We got each other's back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I respect it.
Shut the fuck up. Why you being a little bitch? I taught Angel the game. I have retired.
30 minutes break. Well, honestly, guys, I'm going to be honest. It feels good to be back on the podcast. It's kind of crazy how...
Sorry, I don't know why I cut you off.
How you guys, like, really support us through our, like, you know, our high moments and our low moments. You know, I don't know what our low moments are, but... Our high moments are just being on the podcast.
Also, guys, if you guys want to be a co-host, we are taking Gecko out.
if you want to submit applications, all you have to do is literally not be on your phone.
Not be on your phone, not be checking up on your girl.
This guy. When he was taking... Okay, honey, boo, whatever you say.
Dad.
Hey, the fact that he still remembers that, hey, bros.
Wait, you would say that?
Honey, boo, yeah.
Not honey, like, boo?
Honey, boo.
Honey, boo. Angel, like, fuck.
What would you call your girl?
Shit, he never had one.
That's your boy.
I'm squitting more over.
So that's just because you had a
girlfriend, I'll put you on. Relax.
I put myself on. Angel.
Let me tell you that.
He could literally almost kill you and he'd be like, I put you on.
Angel's gonna be in his casket. I put you on, Angel.
I like what you do. Think.
Hey, I put you on though, right?
It's like, hey. How about these girls?
Damn, so just because you have a girlfriend, you're out here trying to, like, shame me for not having a girlfriend.
Angel, when we on your funeral, he's like, Angel, all these girls here, I brought them. I put you on.
I put you on, bro.
Hey, all the girls crying for you?
Huh?
I put you on.
For this, no?
Oh, yeah,
No, that's my
okay,
story.
Okay,
that's my story.
Okay, I want to change the conversation.
What's up?
I feel like you have been having some...
Okay, hold on.
All right. My boy wants to speak his heart.
Yeah, so we're done talking about music. I want to talk about something... I feel like since we put ourselves out on the internet,
a lot of people
in NVIDIA, right?
All right, bad.
I don't know.
And I feel like out of everyone, Angel's the one that gets like the most hate, right? Like, get Angel off. He kills the vibe. His foot is so flat, flatter than fucking a ruler.
Than the
fucking,
flat earth.
I don't even know.
He's a
very flat earth.
His doctor told him that he's going to be a virgin for the rest of his life because his foot.
When they ask, are you sexually active? My boy's trying to put me on.
He needs an arch. is allergic to grass. He can never be a jardinero because he gets rashes.
Yeah.
You can't cut bushes.
I know.
You struggle
at
the gym.
I went to ride the bike with shorts and I got a rash. I literally show you guys right now.
You ride the bike and you pop the tire. What else?
What's your point, my boy?
Yeah, what's the point is that
Gecko wants to limpiarte with the huevo, so we're going to do it live on this podcast with the huevo right here, Gecko.
So they're doing a limpieza to see
all the envidiosos out there who hate on West Coast Bay Plug.
I literally got nothing for people to envidiar on.
Angel tiene pegue. Whoever's jealous of Angel...
So explain the process,
wait,
Gecko.
Wait, hold up. Don't I have to, like, give you consent?
No.
Or like
well, I think
there's
a
gonna.
You're under
sin permiso.
Wait, you have to take your shirt off.
You're under a contract.
Yeah, you do.
You're under.
Take it off.
I have hairy nipples.
You're under.
I won't zoom in.
You're under a Augusto contract, so you don't got no consent with us. So por favor, quítate.
So you're gonna
la,
build Cosby?
Quítate la playera, quítate
Wait,
la gorra.
Te va a tocar.
Te vamos a limpiar.
You're gonna make this a highlight.
No,
can I throw my shirt on?
Te vamos a meter el huevo.
No.
he really wants to get the video off, so
today on Augusto podcast, we are gonna limpiar Angel. We're gonna give him the bendición.
Baby,
no,
mucha ropa,
mucha ropa,
mucha ropa.
Mucha roba, mucha roba.
I hate that this is gonna turn into a highlight.
Today, this episode.
No, what if the girl tried to get a Caesar?
Bienvenido al Angel Encuerado.
Wait, I have a question. Can you explain the process a little bit about this?
Like, so what, guys, what
is that? No, like that as explaining.
Lo que hacen el bebo es que te quita toda la envidia, todo el mal ojo que te echan. Cheers. Y te lo echan.
Cheers.
Bendiciones. They rub it all over your body, in your head, and in the yolk, if you can shake it and you hear it, it's bad. So then we're going to crack it on here. Y se enseña espinas, the angel hell, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. Then there's a lot of envidiosos out there that's hating on my boy Angel. As you can tell, Angel has been losing a lot of weight. His business has been booming.
Dude, what the?
Hey yo.
He was in the middle of talking, you know.
Yo, we try to be marketable so we can get a.
Relax.
Okay, go.
If you haven't yet, please purchase Angel's merch shop. Drops this Friday.
It's next Friday, but whatever.
Merch
shop or babe drop?
Babe drop April 15th. Make sure to buy your babe. He's gonna take me to Japan. So today we're gonna clean him out. As you can tell, Jason's an alcoholic. So if you guys wanna send him a rehab, please come and
mandelo al anexo.
And today, I feel like Angel has more envidia now because he's finally getting paid on YouTube.
Yeah. Se le subió el chorro, so we're gonna clean him with
I still haven't made a single dollar, but I can get paid now.
Wait, when you crack it, is all the envidia gone? Oh, really?
Yeah. Wait, are you sure? Like, people. Pero que me,
yeah, he's gonna rub it on the body and shit, no?
Wait, is the egg gonna tell me
who it is? Like, yeah, gonna be Keiko's name right there and shit.
Yeah, it's gonna spell out the name and everything. So, step one of being an envidioso, I mean, to clean out the envidia, wait, you grab an egg. You're supposed to have alcohol and salt with you. But
we have alcohol right there.
As you can tell,
we do. Salt, we can get it from your armpits.
We drink all the salt, and then, I mean,
hey, you want to get some salt? Just go like.
We drink all the alcohol.
Yeah. You went after your caspa or your cana, whatever.
We drink all the alcohol, so now we're just going to have.
Are you sure I have to take my shirt?
No, we actually have alcohol right there, stupid.
There's no more in the cooler.
No, alcohol, not the drinking alcohol, the alcohol, like actual alcohol.
Oh, yeah, we do have alcohol. Shit. Shot. Let me get this for you. So we have the alcohol here.
Wait, why?
And we're going to clean Angel because he's an envidioso.
No.
I mean, people have envidia against him. Sorry.
Why?
So
they literally got nothing going.
So we're going to crack the egg.
Bro, you got a lot of things going. You need to have
dude, confidence. Dude, deadass, my mom, if you crack the egg on my head, I will. Deadass. You've been warned. You're having it too hard. Calm down, boy. Dude, stop. Do not. I know you're going to do it. Stop. No.
What?
Boy, try me.
Dude, hey, can you step back the SM7B back?
Wait. I'm still talking here. So as you guys can see right now,
it's a $400 mic. It's a $400 mic.
I am cleaning Angel.
You're rubbing it too hard. You're rubbing it way too hard.
You're supposed to rub it hard because
the egg is gonna crack.
The egg is gonna crack.
I don't give a fuck about the $400 mic.
If it cracks, it's
because you have NVIDIA.
Stop, you're going too hard.
If it cracks,
it's gonna crack.
That's the NVIDIA food.
You're supposed to cure the NVIDIA.
He's curing the NVIDIA.
It's for your own good.
I'm cleaning out all the hate. Look, you can
I don't have hate. People don't hate me.
You can hear it right here.
The pastor.
No one call me if you hate Angel.
You can hear it.
After this, you won't hate him anymore.
You can hear it right here. You can hear it right here.
Dude, this like, is cap.
This is the part where like
it's gonna go boom boom.
This is the part where like all the envidiosos hate you. It's right here.
You are trying to crack that.
No,
that's the envidia of
it. You have to rub it all over my body too.
Yeah,
I feel like going on my nipples. Get my nipple.
No, not yet. Relax. You gotta loosen up.
If it cries, then that means envidia, right?
Yeah. This is like the main part. Oh shit, Angel, no mames.
You went way too hard, boy.
Wait up. Hey, you gotta go hard. You're not gonna soft.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your flat foot, like while he does. While
so,
he does.
Angel, oh Angel,
what do your doctors tell you?
I didn't expect the podcast to go like this.
Angel, what did your doctors
Angel
tell
Angel
you?
Looks so uncomfortable.
Angel, Angel's so flat foot.
No, no, no. What, your, right what now. Do your doctors tell you about
you're
your flat
be,
foot?
You're gonna be like. Hey. That is nothing I like about.
No, that's
Angel,
I didn't laugh.
Hashtag me too.
Angel Brendan Lopez.
I have flat feet.
But yeah,
I
like,
can't walk.
When you find a lot of like NVIDIA, the egg cracks a lot. So like, bitch, Angel. Chico de NVIDIA, wey. No,
I just washed. My mom just washed these pants, boy. These were. Damn, that's,
my, that's your boy. Yeah, that's your boy.
That's your boy. Watch out!
Hey, watch out with
hey,
that.
Hey, good thing Angel's rich.
Watch out with that.
Thank you for watching the podcast. Give this video a thumbs up, and I did not expect this to go like this.
Whack ass foods.
No.
Are these the foods that y'all go out with girls?
Hey, my accordion! Oh. Dumbass. Look, you dropped egg on my accordion. He dropped an egg on my accordion.
And your sweater.
Dude, you're so retarded.
I didn't do anything. You kept by yourself.
Is this what you guys planned?
No, I asked him. I'm like, hey, can you clean Angel? That's all I asked him.
It cracked by yourself.
Envidioso. You're the envidioso.
Look. It helped you find the envidioso.
How am I gonna show up to my house like this?
I'm serious. You're
bruh, just go in the restroom and clean yourself, bro. It's not that deep. You act like everyone's gonna wake
what's
up
going
like.
On. We're gonna have to end this here. Thank you guys. Bye.
It cracked by itself.
Okay, pues, it
cracked
by itself.
Look at me. It cracked by itself. No, here, I'll help you clean it. Give me a napkin.
What's going on? Why are you acting so weird? This is so awkward.
Oh, it cracked by itself, nigga.
They swear the fucking shit to over here.
This is so awkward. I'm.
Fool, I'm out here trying to help you clean yourself. You think I'll
clean my... No, my...
You think I'll
hey. Hey.
Babe, you think I'll crack it on your own purpose?
Best friends for life. Hey. This is a Gusto Baba for life, baby.
Dude,
for
look,
life.
Look. I literally
for
said...
Life.
I was like...
For
I was life. Like, can you clean Angel with an egg today for the pod? Ha ha ha, mamonia. I was like, all right, bring an egg. I did not say crack it.
I ain't crack it. It cracked by itself.
Oh, okay.
Envidioso.
Show your gains.
Whoever's out there hating on Angel,
no one's.
I get a touch on for free.
I smell. Dude, what?
Nothing. Relax, I'm cleaning you.
I smell like breakfast, nigga.
Chill, I like my eggs.
Breakfast and bed, bitch.
Now it's bed next.
Now it's bed and fat.
I'm cleaning you. You act like I don't want to clean you.
Damn, your hair's gonna smell so gross.
No, y'all really did that on fucking like bitch, thousands of people.
I'm out here cleaning you, ain't
like
you?
Almost 50,000 people are gonna watch this.
Yeah, 30, like 50,000 people are gonna see you like fucking shirtless.
Angel,
how
many people look at me, Nick? Angel, I'm doing you.
Thank you so much for the favor. I appreciate it.
I love it.
You're drunk.
I should crack 28 my hair, bitch ass.
I actually wanted to see that shit crack and then like that.
There's no more eggs.
Hey, Angel. Play Marca Registro.
Wait, Angel, one more. Angel, that's your boy?
No.
That's your boy.
That's the boy you're going out with Saturday? You're going to help him at work?
Hell no.
The egg cracked by itself.
Wait, they're going to go out on Saturday?
Not tomorrow, next week. Saturday. But Angel's going to go work with Gecko.
I'm being serious.
Look at this guy.
I'm being serious.
What the boy? Hey, that's it.
That's how horny they are. Like he wants him to get out of work early, so he's gonna go help him. Like they want to get
dude,
to that party.
Stay on for forever.
No, I thought you had a girl, my boy. How are you trying to go party?
I'm not even a party. He got invited to a party that he didn't want to go alone, so he's taking me.
Oh, that makes sense. True homie.
Not like you, bitches.
Bitch, you know I don't go out. Alright guys, outro.
Guys, I don't know what the fuck happened to this whole
outro.
Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and watch all the ads so we can get our new place. We have a tour to our potential new place on Monday.
I didn't crack it on you.
And I want to get that shit like